If you've been dealing with health issues like weight changes, insomnia, hair loss, or chronic exhaustion, and you have already tried things like diets, vitamins, PTO, self-care routine, and none of that is working to help you heal your body, then this episode is going to reframe legit everything for you, because what your body is experiencing right now is most likely not a health problem, but a career problem. And your body has been telling you this for months, so let's talk about it. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role and recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we're talking about the body. I'm thinking like this episode, I was about to say this episode is going to be a little bit different because we're talking about health and the body, but it's not different. It's nothing new in the sense that, but we're still talking about careers and the impact your career has on your life and how you need to honestly be prioritizing career fulfillment in your career. And one thing I like to say when I'm having these types of conversation is I very much recognize that not everybody in this world has the privilege of choice in their careers. So I like to think of this idea of privilege of choice as some of us get to choose what we do at work. Some of us get to choose what we do for a living. Some of us get to choose if we want to stay in a company or not. We get to choose if we want to make a career pivot or not. But I think of, by nature of my background as a, not just a counselor, but also a counselor educator, social justice is very often at the back of my mind, right? I spent 7 years training counselors that, you know, for you to truly help a client, you have to consider the systems they exist in, and you have to consider all the different identities that they hold and walk around in, which then means that I do the same in my career. And I recognize, and I'm saying like, you know, in my career as a career coach, I do the same thing. And I very much recognize that not everybody has the privilege of choice when it comes to their career. If we think about disenfranchised individuals who are operating in oppressive systems, who don't have access to resources, access to support, that are very much thinking, you know what, all I can do right now is survive. When I think of certain groups of people who are disenfranchised, I recognize that. And I'm trying to be sensitive in how I say it, which is why I'm slowing down. But it's like, I recognize that some people very much are privileged in their ability to say, you know what, I need to go work in a different company. You know what, this job isn't it for me. I'm going to bounce. And I always say that if you have the privilege of choice in your career and you are not leveraging that privilege, I think that you're doing the world a massive disservice, because I inherently believe that the more of us who are doing fulfilling work means more of us are walking around in the world happy, excited, energized as our best selves, which means we then get to pour into other people. Because we are operating at full capacity for ourselves, we are of better service to other people. We are more helpful. We are more inspiring. We are more motivational. We are more generous. And so when you are stuck in a, or when you tell yourself, because I think sometimes we think we're stuck, but we're not really. When you tell yourself you're stuck in a job that's draining you, and because it's draining you, you're not walking around the world as your best self, I just think you're doing the world a disservice, a massive one. And so I forgot why I even started saying that. I think I was saying that because of, by nature of today's topic, I want to just preface who I am really trying to call in to listen and engage with this episode. If you are someone who believes that you don't have the privilege of choice, I would love to talk with you a bit more and really analyze, is that true? I think we We're quick to just dismiss things when we hear certain things or hear advice. I think a lot of us these days are quick to, that's not for me. That's not going to work for me. I can't do it. And it's like, but how do you know? How do you know it's not for you? Have you already tried? Because if you haven't, then you don't know. But anyway, all that to say, feel free to slide in my DMs on Instagram at careerdoc. I forgot my own Instagram handle, y'all. I just came off a 3-weekend cruise. I forgot how to work. But my Instagram is at hercareerdoctor. And I would love to chat if you think you are you don't have privilege of choice in your career. That being said, I have seen both from my direct work with clients over the past 7 years and my research in career development over the past 8 years, how much your body will tell you when it's time to leave your job. In fact, if you are like a lot of the women I work with, if you are like a lot of the research I have read, your body is already telling you it's time to leave your job. You're just ignoring it. Or you don't know that your body is telling you your job is the problem. You think it's your health. You think you need to change your diet, live healthier, work out, go for a walk, take PTO, take a vacation. Meanwhile, your body's like, girl, no, I don't need all those things. I need you to leave this job. The job is the problem. That's what's happening. But seriously, your body already knows you need to leave your job. It's been telling you for months and months and months now. It's been telling you for years and years and years now. You just haven't been listening. You have not been listening. And what do I mean by your body is telling you that you need to leave your job? Think about things like weight gain, weight loss, hair falling out, skin breaking out, insomnia, high blood pressure, stress lines on your body, tension headaches, jaw clenching, TMJ. All of this is likely coming from the stress that you are experiencing from doing work that doesn't match who you are. And your body is responding to that stress. And that's why you are experiencing this symptom. And a lot of times I've noticed, and I'm saying this again from working with clients and talking with women, I've noticed that when those things happen, we think, oh, I need to change my diet, or I need to be healthier, or I need to exercise more. I need to be in therapy. I need to journal. I need to meditate, right? Like we're so used to problem solving that we immediately think that the health things that are happening in our body are a health problem. And could they be? Yes. But what I've noticed, if you are specifically in a job that you don't enjoy, a job where you don't feel like you're doing meaningful work, you've been in this job for a while now, but you've also been unhappy in this job for 3 or more years, more than likely what your body is reacting to is your job. Your body is responding to the stress of you doing work that doesn't match who you are. And I don't want you to get caught up in that word stress, because sometimes, and I'm saying this because this was me, I used to think that I was not a stressed person at all. For the longest time, I was like, I don't get stressed. I'm pretty chill. Let me tell you something. When I got my Aura ring set me straight so fast, because your girl is highly stressed. I could be laying down scrolling Instagram and I am stressed. Okay. And I've noticed that it's true. Like, I've gotten so much more intentional about my restoration practices now. But all that to say, when I say the word stress, I don't want you to think, ooh, high blood pressure, right? Like moving around, frazzled, stressed, anxiety. No, 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 no. You could be outwardly calm and internally still be very stressed. You could be bored at your job and that boredom is stressful. You could have a light workload, but because your workplace values are not matching with yours, you're always performing at work and that performance is stressful. You could have a job that comes easy to you, but because you don't like those skill sets that you're using, that makes it stressful. So don't get caught up in my use of the word stress to think, oh, but I'm a pretty chill person. That's not me. No. If you don't enjoy your work, if you feel undervalued, underappreciated, if you feel like your work is meaningless and it's boring, you're probably experiencing some level of work stress because you're disconnected from the work that you're doing, and disconnection stresses your body out. And so I think with this episode, what I really want to do is help you just tune in to your body, listen to what your body is telling you, understand why your job might be leading to what your body is telling you, so that you can take action, so that you can stop ignoring your body literally screaming at you and make a move to just improve your overall quality of life by improving your career. Now, depending on how long you have been in my sphere, right, whether it's on Instagram, here on the podcast, wherever, you might have heard me say this statistic before, and it's that over your adult lifetime, If you work a minimum of 40 hours a week, minimum, and most of us, me included, I'm guilty, work more than 40 hours a week. But if you work a minimum of 40 hours a week over your adult lifetime, you will spend 90,000 hours at work. 90,000 hours. Like, just sit down and just think about that. Consider that. 90,000. 4 zeros. 90,000 hours you will spend at work. We spend most of our waking hours at work. You cannot spend that much of your life in a specific environment, which for you is work, and expect it not to impact your health. Like, literally, that does not make any sense. Like, you cannot anticipate that the place where you spend most of your time will not indirectly impact how your body responds and your health, physical, mental, spiritual, whatever it may be. When you are in a job that doesn't align with who you are, where you don't feel safe, where you're not valued, your body registers that as a threat. Lack of safety is threatening to your body. Boredom is threatening to your body because your brain is trying to overcome that feeling of boredom while trying to force itself to engage in something it doesn't care about. It's threatening to your body. It exhausts it. And what you have to realize is that when your body feels threatened, it literally, especially, let me back up and say it this way. If your body stays threatened for too long, it changes the chemistry of your body. Okay, so now bear with me. We're going to go to biology school real quick, but bear with me. I promise you I'm going to make this very easy. I teach kids this all the time. But I really want you to understand what's happening in your body, if you've heard it before or not. So when you think about our physiological system, our nervous system, we have the sympathetic nervous system. Think of this as the hot system of the body. And when I say hot, literally think about, at least for me, like when you are frazzled or anxious or stressed out, your body starts to feel hot, right? Like whether it's your armpit is sweating or you just feel flushed in your face, your neck, you're getting red, your jaw is clenched, your fists are clenched, your muscle is clenched, your heart is racing. That is the part of your body that is responsible for keeping you safe. This is the part of your body that leads to you experiencing fight, flight, or freeze when you feel threatened. It's the hot system because literally, like, that heat in your body is think of it as alarm bells. It's a warning system. Your body is screaming, like, think of just a buzzer right now. Like, your body is yelling, we're not okay, we're not okay, we're not okay, we're not okay. Do something to keep us safe. That's what is essentially happening when your sympathetic nervous system comes online. You get hot so that you pay attention to what is happening in your body and you take action to keep you safe. Okay? When you are in a misaligned or toxic job, that part of your body is always on. Because by nature of being in a toxic work environment or in a misaligned, and I'm going back and forth because let me pause here, like a note. I'm going back and forth because a lot of times we think, oh, because my job is not blatantly toxic, then it's okay. Meanwhile, the disengagement is unhealthy for your system. The lack of meaning at work is unhealthy for your system. The lack of growth is unhealthy for your system. The capped earning potential is unhealthy for your system. So you don't always have to be in straight up glaring toxicity of the bad manager or the backbiting or the bad policies for your job to be stressful. I really want to iterate that. Like, I want to hammer that in home for you. Because it's so easy for us to coast and settle because we're thinking, oh, it's not as bad as how other people have it. Meanwhile, to your body, it's still the same threat. Your body's not differentiating between toxic manager and no work tasks. Everything is a threat to it. So I was saying that to say, when you are in a misaligned, that's what I call the misaligned one, is the one that might be just chill. It's not blatantly toxic, but it's still not working for you. So when you're in a misaligned or a toxic work environment, your hot system, your sympathetic nervous system is always on. Your heart is racing. Your thoughts are racing. Your armpits sweat. Your fists clench. You're scanning around to see if you're safe, if people have your back, if people are coming for you, if people are talking about you, if they get quiet when you walk into rooms. That means that you are never actually relaxed or regulated at work. Your nervous system is always activated, always surviving at work. Meanwhile, the opposite part, not really opposite, I should say the second, the complementary, that's the word. The complementary part of your body is called the parasympathetic nervous system. This is your cold system. This is the part of your body that is responsible for keeping you calm, for rest, for restoration, for healing. This part of your body that allows you to be calm and peaceful and heal your body, it cannot come on when the hot system is running. Like, you cannot have the hot and cold system on at the same time. Which means that when you go into work, the place where you spend most of your waking hours every day of the week, when you go into that job, whether it's physically going in or sitting in front of a computer, you're still clocking in somehow, your body spends all its energy not just doing your job, but also trying to survive in an environment that is toxic or misaligned. And your body never actually gets to come back down to baseline, get calm or regulate, really rest and relax and restore and rejuvenate at any point in work. And so you spend all day being activated. And then when you come home, instead of being able to rest and rejuvenate, your body has to first calm down, like just come back to baseline. Because I want you to think about it this way. Think about it as there's baseline. When you are restored, you're below baseline, which is good. It's like your body is in a deep resting state. When you're activated, you're above baseline. So when you are in a, and you can't see my hands, but like I'm doing like go up below middle, right? So when you are in a workplace that is toxic or misaligned, your body is always above baseline because your hot system is on. You're activated. You're stressed out. You're scanning. You're trying to stay safe. You're trying to survive. When you come home, it takes time for your body to slowly, and it does take time to slowly come back down to baseline. And for most women, what I've seen is by the time it's bedtime, you are just at baseline. You never even went below baseline into restoration and rejuvenation, which is where your body starts healing. I see this all the time for myself. When I look at, this is one of my favorite features in my Oura ring, because Oura actually, the way it tracks stress is there are four categories. It is stressed, engaged, relaxed, and restored, okay? And so they have four ranges, but I can always see how I can come from stressed to engaged, and it takes a while for me to go from engaged to relaxed. And it takes like even, like I have to lay down and do nothing for a good 30 minutes to go from relaxed to restored. Now, most of the women I work with don't have time to just lay down or do nothing for 30 minutes. Like I have kids to put to bed. I have a partner to be with. I have family to take care of. And so imagine that picture of all day, like you wake up stressed, you go through your day stressed, you go to sleep stressed. You wake up stressed, you go through your day stressed, you go to sleep stressed. You wake up stressed, you go through your day stressed, you go to sleep stressed. There's never moments for your body to relax. This is why your body then starts breaking down. Because the thing about being activated is that every time that you are stressed and activated, the way that your hot system comes online, it's not just magic. It's because your brain pumps hormones, essentially chemicals, into your body to tell the hot system, hey, come online, keep us safe. This place we're in is not safe, so you need to be aware and alert. So think cortisol, adrenaline. These are hormones that your body pumps into your brain. I should say your brain pumps into your body to say, hey, make sure you're scanning to keep us safe. Make sure you are aware and alert and on your best behavior, because if you take your guard down, we will be hurt. And at work, that could mean different things. We will be hurt because we'll be embarrassed. We'll be hurt because we'll be rejected. We'll be hurt because we'll be isolated. We'll be hurt because we will be fired. We'll be hurt because we will be, our ideas will be stolen, right? Like there's different ways that your body, your brain is interpreting that. But either way, you're staying activated and alert, because your brain wants to keep your body safe. And the way it does that is that it pumps hormones into your body. And what we see from the research is that over time, as your brain keeps pumping hormones into your body, into your body, into your body, it slowly starts to break down your body. Because that's not how we were created to function. So this is why you're seeing the struggle with weight or the hair falling out, or ulcers, or high blood pressure, or insomnia, or you get sick more often because your immune system is weakened by always being alert. Your body never actually gets time to heal, to repair, to rejuvenate all the stress that you went through over the day. It's just trying to survive the next day. And so when you've been struggling with like gut issues and again, you know, weight changes, chronic exhaustion, I had a client who once passed out at work. I had another client whose doctor told her blood pressure was dangerously high and he directly is like, you need to change your job. I had another client who developed a stutter after 6 months under a specific manager. Your body is breaking down not because you're not healthy or you're not taking care of yourself. Like, I think we often see the health issues as a separate problem. They're not. They are all your body's response to the same source of stress, a job that is draining you, a job that is making you miserable. And I know that, again, if you are like a lot of the women that I work with, you've already tried to fix it. I just signed on a new client who was like, she changed her diet. She went gluten-free because she thought her diet was the problem, but she was still having gut issues. Clients who are like, you know, I took more PTO. I asked for a mental health break. I took more vacation time. I take bubble baths. Self-care is not the solution to this problem. Because the problem with self-care, the bubble baths, the vacations, the PTO is that when you step away from that stressful environment, yes, absolutely, you will feel better for a little bit, potentially, because I know some women who, when they take that time off, they're still stressed because they're thinking about all the work they've left behind. But let's just say it works for you and you feel better for a little bit. The problem is that you're ultimately going to come back to the same environment that was draining you in the first place. Which means that within a few days, sometimes hours, you are exhausted again because your hot system came online to keep you safe from the threat of your workplace. Self-care is not a long-term solution to a structural problem. Self-care is a band-aid for a problem that requires full-on surgery. And the surgery here is you need to figuratively take yourself apart, take your work history apart so that you can better understand who you are, what you need, what you desire, and what specific type of work context will give you what you need to thrive in your career. That is the solution to this problem. It's not a bubble bath. It's not PTO. It's not going on a walk. I mean, you need to do all those things to be healthy in general, and you need a new job. Your body literally cannot afford for you to stay in your job for another 6 months. Like, self-care absolutely has a role. I think that when you are feeling really stuck in a job that's miserable, it's often because you are so activated that you don't have the space mentally to even imagine a different future for yourself. So I think in those situations, self-care can give you space to get regulated a little bit, to do the work of figuring out your next move, to build your exit plan, to reflect on what you need, what hasn't worked. I absolutely think that is what self-care can do for you, is give you space to plan the exit. But if you think that a morning routine or a yoga class is going to fix what a misaligned job is doing to your body day in, day out, you're going to stay unhealthy and stuck in that job. Because you cannot self-care your way out of a toxic environment. The environment is the problem, not you. You need to leave the environment. You need to go into a different environment where you will be valued, where your skills will develop, where you will be interested in the work, where you will grow, where you will be excited, where you will show up in excellence, where you will make good money that makes your life easier overall, where you will feel like God is with you and you're using the talents He has given you. You need a whole new environment that allows you to thrive and have moments where you are regulated. Like, when I think about my work, there are times when I am coaching a client, and when I'm done, if I look at my Oura ring, I was restored while I was coaching because I love that work. It doesn't stress me out. I love to help my clients and sit with them and think about the problem and create solutions and process their mindset stuff with them so that they can take action. There's a very real cost that your body pays when you're doing work that doesn't match who you are. Like, I've had a client, I think I mentioned this earlier, her doctor told her that her blood pressure was critical because she was super stressed. She wasn't sleeping well. Like, he literally was like, this is a health concern, like very real health concern, not something that we can just ignore. Within a few months of her landing a new job, her blood pressure came down. She was sleeping more. Specifically, I remember she counted it because she told me she was sleeping 8 hours and 23 minutes. She was sleeping more and her body started to heal. I had a client who gained 60 pounds because of a misaligned job. She lost it when she made a career transition. I had a client who, the one who was passing out, she first took time off to figure out her transition. She went from being an engineer to a teacher. And I just remember her during her break, she paid off some financial bills that were stressing her. Her body regulated. There was no more passing out. She was so much more excited and confident in herself. And her body was getting healthier when she landed a new job. Like, these are not just dramatic stories. I'm telling you stories of clients who stayed in jobs that were breaking their bodies down because they thought they had to just stick it out or tough it out, or that they had no other options in their career. And the thing is, these are clients who had been resilient. They had been resilient for years. That's why they made it as long as they did. Most of my clients, when they come to work with me, they're like, I've been unhappy for the past 5 years, to be honest. I've just stayed. I had one client who, when she came to work with me, she's like, I haven't liked my job for 15 years. I just didn't know what my options were. And because a lot of, this is a struggle that I see with women who are like really go-getters and high achieving, we think we have to be resilient. We want to prove ourselves, prove that you can hack it, prove that you can do it. And what you don't recognize is that the 5 years you spent surviving, you were resilient that whole time. Like, you have lasted 5 years. You have lasted 3 years. You have lasted 8 years. You have lasted 15 years. You have already been resilient. Resilience and endurance are not the same thing. Just because you can survive something doesn't mean that you should, especially when it's killing you slowly. So if you have been experiencing any health issues, I've mentioned some of them already, right? Weight issues, hair, skin, nervous system, exhaustion, insomnia, ulcers, you're getting sick more and more. And you've been thinking, oh, you've tried, don't even think, maybe you've tried, you've changed your diet, you've taken the vitamins, you've gone on the self-care, you've taken sabbatical, you've taken PTO, but they keep coming back and you're like, I just don't know what the problem is. I seriously want you to consider, is it your job? Is it the stress of your job? If you look at the environment where you spend most of your waking hours, again, whether that environment is a physical office or the computer you're sitting in front of, it's still an environment. If you look at the place where you spend most of your waking hours, are you ever relaxed, restored, happy, and rejuvenated? And notice, I didn't say always, I said ever, because every job is going to be stressful. Every job has stressful moments. Mine does. Like, that's just natural. That's work. Work is work. Work is going to feel like work sometimes, but not all the time. Do you ever have moments where you are excited about the work you're doing, you're thriving, you love what you're doing? Because if you don't, then my friend, I'm here to tell you that your job is the problem. Your body already knows that your job is the problem. Your body knows that you need to pivot into a new fulfilling career. Your body knows you need to pivot into a new fulfilling industry, a new field where you will thrive at work. You just haven't been listening. And you might be listening to me talk and you're thinking, I mean, it's just a job. Like, can it really be this impactful? Can my job really, have this much of an impact on me? Yes. Yes, it absolutely can. And it is. It is. It really is. I'm saying it there is research. I'm not just pulling stuff out of my butt here and throwing it at you across a microphone. The research is clear, clear as day. And even if the research wasn't clear, I've seen it with my clients that I've been working with over 7 years as a career coach. I have literally seen it happen to my clients. It is not just a job. It is impacting your entire life. It is impacting your health. And I know that you might have been telling yourself that you can just tough it out and you could just prove that you can hack it, and that if you were just more disciplined, if you were stronger, if you were more resilient, you wouldn't feel this way. No, you are resilient. You've been resilient for years. You've been surviving for years. The fact is, your body is breaking down. And the fact that your body is breaking down is not proof that you're weak. It's proof that you're human and you've reached your breaking point. Your body breaking down is proof that as a human being, as humans in general, we were not built to always be in survival mode. We were not built to survive in places where we don't feel safe, where we don't feel seen, where we don't feel valued. Not to mention, and I haven't said this before, not to mention that stress, cortisol, it impacts us as women so much worse than men. And this is more of now I'm going on a side tangent because I'm on like a health kick right now. I'm trying to do like a body recomp. Like, yeah, I'm eating 2,000 calories. Most I've ever eaten like in the past maybe 10 years of my life. That's a side note. But all that to say, I'm on a health kick. So is my sister. And I've just been researching how cortisol will cause us to like hold onto body fat so much worse than with men. It's why like men can lose weight so easily. Cortisol is bad for our body in excess. It has its, you know, it's a hormone. We need it. We need everything in our body, right? Like when you wake up, cortisol is what tells you to wake up. But when it's always, always high, it's bad for your body long term. We're not built to always be in survival mode. We're not built for the hot system in our body to always be online. We're not built to walk around always looking for threats. Actively, I should say, actively always looking for threats. We are built to have moments of restoration and moments of rejuvenation and moments of peace. And you can have that if you are in the right job. You absolutely can. So everything that your body is screaming at you right now is how your body is trying to protect you. Your body's telling you something's wrong with how we're living our lives and we can't do this anymore. So at this point, the question is not whether or not your body is telling you to leave. It is. Your body's telling you to leave your job. The question is, how much longer are you going to ignore it? How much longer can you ignore it? And what are you waiting for? Like, what needs to happen before you give yourself permission to move? What needs to happen before you give yourself permission to find a more fulfilling job and career path? Like, what needs to happen before you prioritize your thriving in your career over surviving in your career? I really think that if you pause and answer those questions, it's going to make a huge difference in your life, and it's going to put you on a path to more joy in your career, as opposed to just going with the flow and assuming that what it is what it has to be and that you just have to be here surviving and your body's breaking down slowly. And I also recognize that you might be thinking, okay, but I have bills to pay. Like, yes, my health is bad, but what else am I supposed to do? Seriously, I hear that. Truly, I do. And here's what I want you to consider. You're already paying for this job, though. Like, you're paying for it in exhaustion. You're paying for it in health. You're paying for it in joy. You're paying for it in confidence. You're paying for it in future earning potential. Like, this job is costing you all those things. You are not healthy. You are not joyful. You're not making as much money as you can. You are exhausted because of this job. So yes, you have bills to pay, but the stability that you're holding onto so tightly, it's costing you something. And at some point, you have to decide whether the cost is worth it. Like, is that stability worth what you're paying in your health and your joy and your satisfaction? Or you can do the work now. Like right now, while you still have a stable job, while the bills are paid, you can use this season of your life to figure out what you actually want, figure out who you are, figure out what roles you're qualified for so that you can actually make a transition without being stressed if you are in a state of unemployment. You can make a strategic, intentional move right now into work that is better aligned with who you are, work where your body will get to rest, where you're not always in survival mode. Like something that I've said to my some people before is like, when you're hired is the best time to make a career move because you're not desperate. Your bills are still paid. You can do the work and you can take your time to make a career pivot. So I really want you to, if you have been sort of trivializing or minimizing the need for a career pivot, I want you to recognize that a career pivot is not just about finding a new job. It is about giving yourself permission to stop suppressing who you are, to stop performing a false identity at work, to stop slowly dying. I'm not being dramatic. It's killing your body slowly. And to actually prioritize your health and your joy, recognizing that everybody else around you benefits when you are the best version of yourself. Like, it is actually a generous act, I will say, because I think sometimes I've heard some women think it's selfish to prioritize fulfillment. Meanwhile, I'm like, when you are exhausted and tired, you're not showing up well for anybody. You're falling asleep at the dinner table. You're not playing with your kids. You don't go to brunch with your girlfriends. Like, you're not helpful when you're tired. Meanwhile, when you're excited, when you're thriving, when you feel good and confident and you're paid well, you get to show up as a better version of yourself and the people around you. You get to be more generous. You get to be more loving. You get to be more patient. You get to, get this, you get to bear more fruit. If you're Christian, you get to bear more fruit when you are thriving in the place where you spend most of your waking hours. So I hope that you will take some time to really reflect on this episode. Listen to it again if you have to. Take stock of your health. Take stock of your life. Take stock of your job and how you spend your days. And just ask yourself, is my work the reason why my body is breaking down? And if the answer is yes, I hope that you'll take action and do something to change your work situation so that you can actually start showing up as a different, healthier, more excellent version of yourself. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I, as usual, hope that you found it helpful. If you did, don't forget to leave us a rating or a review on whatever platform you're listening on, and I will catch you on the next episode. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.